Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4267.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say definitely my parents. My mom and dad provided a great environment for my brother and I. We were growing up. We got a lot of real wisdom and experience, you know, in youth, and they I just think that they were just good characters. They had good character and still do, and I think that I am, I'd say it's cliche, but I am who I am probably because of them and their example.
What do you aspire to be?
I want to be first I want to be the best husband and father that I can be, and after that, I think, you know, outside of my family, I want to be the most caring and compassionate and encouraging person that I can be, you know, in work or community.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think I am compassionate, easygoing, and fun-loving, and rational, thoughtful, pragmatic.
What makes you smile?
I think what makes me smile is a good joke. I like to joke around a lot, and I appreciate humor very much.
What types of things make you happy?
I'm happiest when everyone's kind of getting along, you know, in either socially or in work. I just feel like everything goes better when that's the case.
What types of things make you sad?
I guess kind of the opposite, you know, if there's discord or unrest, and I hate to hear about people being treated unfairly or experience people being treated unfairly.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I grew up in a large extended family that was always around, and I think that, you know, I really value family because of that. And I also grew up in a fairly large church, which I think it has given me a lot of experience and kind of helped develop my point of view on a lot of things, for better or for worse. I think that experience kind of gives me a perspective about things that are positive, not only about, you know, a church, but things that are negative, you know, how nobody's perfect, even though they think they are, and I don't know if that makes any sense. Also, I think that it just helps to give me kind of a rounded, realistic view of the world, people, and expectations for what people should be like. And so I think it, and I think that also, it, you know, kind of you learn a little bit about love and kind of what love is. That's cheesy, but I think that's true.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I think, you know, I guess probably the most relevant context would just be, you know, in my work and the people I work with. I think that out of all of them, I may be the most, I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of a combination of, you know, humor and seriousness, along with concern, but also not caring about things. I don't know what to call that. I don't know how you could wrap that up into one word, but I don't know. It's kind of just, I guess it's just kind of a go with the flow-ness that, and maybe just kind of a levelness that I try to maintain because it helps me to maintain my sanity.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think the people that I admire the most are honest and have great integrity and have some wisdom, although wisdom could be dangerous, so it has to be harnessed. But I think, you know, wisdom is a great quality, and compassion, and caring, and just loving.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think that, if I had to pick something that I would like to have ideally would be more patience. Impatient with some things and really impatient with other things. I think it kind of causes me to be impulsive, which is something I don't like. I want to be really thoughtful about things, but sometimes I feel like there's pressure to be decisive, and I think that leads to impulsivity.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I think honesty and understanding, although I think my parents were more, I don't know, my mom seems scatterbrained, I guess, kind of judgmental these days. I don't know, maybe it's age, but I think that, they're really deliberate, with particularly my dad is very deliberate, and I'm kind of the same way. I didn't used to be, but when I'm not being impulsive, I am very thoughtful. And my dad's family in particular also values privacy a great deal, and I think that that's an underrated quality or underrated desire in a time like now where there's Facebook and everything and everyone knows everything about you. I kind of appreciate some closeness.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just trying to relax, although they don't always want to relax, but I like to relax. And I have a very young son, a toddler, and so one of the things that I like to do with him, I think he likes it a lot, is to read books together and kind of play. He's all over the place now, and so I kind of chase him around, but it's sweet time. And it's nice to actually be able to sit down and have quiet time, or have a conversation with my wife. Those times are now fewer, harder to come by with little kid running around, those are good times.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Played a lot of sports. My brother and I both played baseball and football, and we tried to play basketball. And then we were both into music, played in band, which is nerdy, I know, now. And we did a lot of stuff with our church, which was good, sometimes better than other times. And we played video games. I probably played more video games than he did. I still do, I guess, but
What is your favorite book?
I don't know that I have a favorite book. I guess I have a kind of a favorite genre. I guess I like to read, if I read fiction, I like to read kind of mystery slash suspense. I do read a lot about science, being a molecular scientist. It's not the most entertaining, I guess, but I guess it's intellectually stimulating, so I do some of that.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was I saw Looper. It was depressing. Bruce Willis comes back in time where his younger self has to kill him. It's awkward. Yeah.
What types of sports do you like to watch?
My favorite is basketball. It's entertaining. I like it because generally you know how long the game is going to be. A football game takes too long. A baseball game takes too long. A basketball game is kind of nonstop action, and the rules are a lot easier to follow. It's just all around, it's just the most exciting game to watch, in my opinion. And I like to go to a lot of ball games too. It's the best.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
When I have time for fun, I like to watch TV. I like to catch up on shows on Netflix, and once I find something that's good. In my spare time, really, I do enjoy it. And a nap. I know it's not fun time, but I like to do that, particularly now with a growing family. And I like to play with my son and take him to the playground and stuff like that.
Are you a creative person?
I think so. Not really in the artistic sense, but I guess kind of a byproduct of my work is that I'm supposed to come up with solutions for things, and so I think that forces me into creative mode. And I guess, that kind of branches into problem solving, I guess, is a mode of creativity. I'm not very artistic. I can't draw. I probably draw the same, if I were to draw a dog or a car, it'd probably look the same as my 5-year-old self would draw it. But I think I am creative in regard that I can kind of engineer solutions, so.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, and I want this to be on the record. I've been told by two strangers in my life that they thought I was Leonardo DiCaprio, two different occurrences. And I tell people that, and they don't believe it, which is fine. I mean, they're entitled to their opinion. even though it's wrong. But I do look like Leonardo DiCaprio. You can't see me, but I do.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
I think the biggest choice I've had to make that I've had to weigh, I guess, was moving across the country. I left the only place I lived when I was, in my mid-20s, and that was a hard choice. It's been several years now, and I think at this point it's definitely been the right choice, but it was kind of gut-wrenching. My family was, I guess, disappointed, maybe let down about the choice, but ultimately I thought it was time for me to go, to move on and do something new. I haven't really looked back, so, but that could have gone wrong too. So it's been more of a blessing than a bad thing.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Right now, I don't know. I don't know. I go back and forth on the thing that I'd most like to do or the place I'd most like to be, but right now I would like to take a nap and then probably wake up from the nap and then play video games all day without a care. But that's not very realistic.
Where would you like to be the most?
I'm a homebody. I like to be at home or around town. That's weird when people talk about where they want to be, their favorite place on earth. I always just kind of come back to home, and when back where I lived before I lived here, I thought I had the same answer. I just like being at home. I don't think it's because I don't have an adventurous spirit. I don't know. I guess I really appreciate the comfort of my own place.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I love being around my family. I guess, sub answer to that would be my parents, as long as, it's not for, more than just a few hours. But I don't get to see them often, so I like being around my family.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change?
Most difficult, I don't know. I kind of go with the flow, but I guess if I found myself ever really being stuck in a rut, it was kind of during college. I think during my junior year, it kind of just like a year-long slump of a combination of bad luck and bad choices. Nothing in retrospect, nothing earth-shaking, but my perspective and my 20-year-old self, I guess, was that the walls were kind of coming down around me, and I didn't really have control over it. And I kind of just kind of had to refocus and listen to the advice I was getting from my friends to just kind of relax, look on the bright side, things are going to clear up. I had, I guess, at that time, again in retrospect, at that time you have everything in front of you. And but you think that everything is, the world is ending, but I think that the thing to do is just kind of slowly change my perspective and my attitude about things. And really, I think the biggest thing was that I finally just started listening to reason. People are telling me that, I just got to be positive.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Definitely fatherhood. I didn't know what it would be like, only that it was inevitable, and it's been more than I ever imagined. I guess more than I knew it could be. It's really great. While it has its frustrations, I don't think there's anything I've ever done that's been more rewarding. And where you can really see kind of the fruits of your labor, I guess. I know I might change my opinion about that during my son's teen years, but right now, it's the best part of my day is being around him.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I liked them all. I liked Guess Who, and I liked Monopoly. It took too long. No one ever wanted to finish. I liked Mousetrap with all the crazy parts. So, yeah, we played a lot of board games. I didn't like Scrabble, It was too, I don't know. I want to turn my brain off. I thought, you know, that this isn't working for me.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor? I don't know. I have my favorite the actors I think of are not in my favorite movies. I think right now, the ones that I really appreciate are Paul Rudd, Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, those types of guys who are in, you know, these kind of these comedies that are kind of slapstick and but sarcastic. I guess that's kind of where my humor lies these days, my sense of humor.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner? I don't know. A pizza with Chinese food on top. No, it's definitely barbecue. Yeah, that's definitely it. Definitely ribs, sausage.
What
Yeah.
is the first thing you do in the morning?
I look at the clock and I can't believe how early it is. And you know, my son's a year and a half old now and still not used to it. I don't know what I have to do if I have to wait, go to bed earlier or what, but every morning I just roll over it and look at the clock and I just can't believe that it's not 7 o'clock yet.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Well, I'd like to hang up my work. You know, I don't really want to do it. It's all right. But if I had I you know, if I won the lottery or if I guess if money wasn't an obstacle, I probably would quit and do some combination of traveling and philanthropy and all you know, all those things that I should want to do. But probably travel, I guess. I think most people don't get to travel or see the world. I mean, I'll probably never go to Africa or Antarctica or, the North Pole or wherever. I guess that's what I would do if I had the option.
What is your line of work?
I'm a molecular scientist. I guess probably the easiest way to describe it is cancer diagnostic development and other genetic disease. I had an idea that I wanted to get into medicine when I was in college, but decided that for a myriad of reasons, not the least of which was that I was about to get married and I didn't think that I should go to medical school and rack up the debt. So I kind of spun that into molecular biology and it's been rewarding. Again, it is kind of a creative outlet, even though it is work. Not all of the decisions are made by me, but I appreciate it. It's challenging. It's intellectually stimulating. So it's
What do
good.
you find most interesting about your work?
I think it's nice. It's a nice feeling to feel like you're getting closer to a solution, a diagnostic solution. You know, they say that the best tool in treating cancer is early detection. And so, you know, getting to where you can diagnose early or have prognostics that are just very early detection is great. It's hard to do, but you know, feeling like you're kind of making ground is nice.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be?
A Major League Baseball player, I think that's the best job. You can sit on the end of the bench and pull a lot of money, and you get to travel. I guess in the real world, I don't know, maybe something related to finance. Definitely not marketing, or probably not accounting, but I don't know, investing. I don't know. I guess I used to think that, but the market's tanked, so I guess I'm glad I am where I am, unless Major League Baseball calls.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I consider myself forward thinking, not really that far forward, but hopefully I'm still living here because I like it. Maybe doing the same kinds of things, not getting as stressed out over work. I guess I kind of envision myself in 10 years as being a little bit more easygoing, if that's possible. Maybe a little bit different work responsibility, but I don't know. But I guess a lot of the same, you know, enjoying time, family time, and things like that.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
It doesn't involve kids. Definitely a babysitter is the first thing, and then a relaxed dinner. It doesn't have to be nice. I think nice dinners are misplaced and in romance. I feel like it's too high tension. I want something relaxing. And I don't know. Maybe a walk or, sit down somewhere for a while and have a conversation. I don't know. A movie is impersonal. You can't really talk. It's rude. So, yeah, I think just kind of a relaxing time, where there's, you can have an intimate conversation and a babysitter.
What do you love most about your wife?
She is very patient at times. I don't know, she picks her spots really well. She's really patient with me. I sometimes get really close to saying, "You need to be more patient," but then I realize that that is false. She's very patient with me. So I'll let her be impatient about other things. She's a caring person. She really cares about people, sometimes too, well, I won't say too much, a lot, just enough. And she is very thoughtful. She remembers people's birthdays. She wants to do nice things for them. And I think that, when our son was born and people did nice things for us, she said, "We have to remember this because, people have done nice things for us and we have to return the favor." And I thought, that's a novel concept. If you hadn't been here, I would have never thought of that. I'm glad you mentioned it. So she's a caring person. She loves our son very much. It's sweet to see them together. I it's rewarding for me, but I know that it's even more so for her.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
The nicest thing probably I could do for her is clean everything, make all the food, prepare lunch for the next day, just do everything for not even just one day, a few days, and kind of give her a break. 'Cause she gets tired because mom's job is the hardest, and she works, so just giving her a break. I think that's the thing she would appreciate the most.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, the so I have friends who have been affected by infertility. I think everyone does. If you live long enough and are around people enough, you'll know people who have dealt with problems. And there's every kind of problem. And while I don't have a full understanding of, what the work here, how it ends up or how it exactly fits in, although I have an idea, but I think it's important to contribute to it. And it's something that's easy. It's an easy thing for me to do that, can make a big difference for them. And certainly there's a great demand and a need for it. So it is an easy thing for me to do.
This concludes donor audio interview 4267.